It's hooray for Coaches Day here at MyFM in Oldies. We are highlighting some amazing people in our community. One of those individuals is Adam Akoviak, who's sitting across from me right now. You've been busy these past few years, sir. What exactly are you coaching nowadays, and why exactly did you get into coaching?
I had started, it would be about 6 years ago. Actually, where it all kind of started off is with my son. He started beginners hockey. They encourage parents to come out and help because it's kind of almost a one-on-one session if you can be out there. So had the opportunity to get right on the ice with them. I had played hockey all my life, so it was a great opportunity. And there's a couple of parents that weren't on the ice, so I actually had a couple other kids with us. And right away, right when they're 4 years old, it was just great to see and be able to teach them new skills, and had the opportunity just to take off with it right there. And for soccer this year, like I had helped out last year because they're really short. I myself never played organized soccer. Once again, both boys were playing, so I had coached two guys, and when they were Tuesdays and Thursdays, it was basically 4 hours every week. And last year we actually started up in Woodstock. There was a ball hockey league, so both boys were playing that as well. So I ended up on the bench coaching two boys' teams, and luckily for the last 2 years, they actually put a provincial team in the OBHFs. So I was actually the coach of both of the teams when we put in a provincial team.
That is a lot of things that you coach, so you must love what you do. What is it about coaching that you love so much?
Yeah, no, it's just to see the ability of the kids, their skills, the development, what they gain from it. Just especially going back to the very first days with the kids, like, of course, learning how to skate. Most of them couldn't even stand on their skates. Every practice, all of a sudden, you get to stand. You could start striding. Just to see them light up and the accomplishments of them alone.
Why do you think people should volunteer their times to coach or help out a sporting club?
It's trial and error and just getting out and trying it. Like, you're nervous going out there. I remember my very first time, especially like hopping on the ice with my kids. Like, I know the sport. I felt very comfortable being participating in hockey. But I mean, 2 years ago, like I said, I started coaching soccer. I really knew nothing about teaching the actual skills and drills. Like, other than going out there running and kicking a ball, I've never done any more. And you don't have to be the most talented or gifted in the sport. It's just being involved, and you look up a few YouTube videos and you can learn a quick skill and you can show them, and the kids are sponges. They take it all in. It's just a great time.
And lastly, just how does it feel to be nominated for this? We received so many endorsements from the community saying that we need to highlight you.
Someone mentioned to me that I was nominated. I saw the posts on there, and it's overwhelming, really. And I really knew a lot of those experiences, and when you look at the messages, it didn't even come from either on the ice or on the soccer field. It actually came from the weekend tournaments. I was like literally talking to the kids in the hotel room. We were just spending the time together because one had a very difficult game. And it's just seeing the kids on a level, everybody is so unique. Taking the time to see the different personalities, what works. Like, I feel those weekend tournaments, or just being around, the time in the dressing rooms, just chatting with them before or after, the snacks after the soccer games, that's always the best part. They love coming for it. And it's funny because they, even afterwards, they come up with extras, like running up to me to make sure that I've got something too. So it just to put a smile on your face to see how they want to share and give back to you just as much as you want to give to them.
Thank you so much for stopping by.